This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves if you want. You can also sit back and listen to the show. Obviously, it's up to you. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight on this live Saturday edition of the program. And the toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Mark, you are all fired up over a politician who has apparently got some kind of brain damage.
Yeah, so I'm not...
Now, we don't just mean the fact that he loves the government, that kind of brain damage. There's some kind of, like, tumor.
John McCain's sick. He had some kind of blood clot. Then they did some scans.
He's sick in more than one way.
And they found out that he has brain cancer. And he is apparently... you know, going to receive treatment while doing his job. There's been some incidents where he's been kind of confused.
Yeah, I remember we talked about that one night here on Free Talk Live. People were wondering why he was so discombobulated during some kind of hearing that he was attending.
Yep, he's old and, you know...
What, is he in his 80s?
I don't know, but he doesn't look young.
No.
And, you know, I get confused now, let alone as you get older, it just happens. I go visit a good friend of mine who's, I think, 84 or 85.
80 years old, I just checked.
Yep, and my friend's in the nursing home, and sometimes he forgets what day it is and stuff,
right?
You know, and you just talk and keep things going. Now, my friend doesn't have one of 100 votes that passes or stops laws that get, you know,
right.
that affect all of us.
I think this is, in my opinion, irresponsible to have a brain, you know, tumor, be out of it, and yet still want to be holding on to power. I mean, it's irresponsible to use power over people, period. But, you know, if you're going to have the power, probably best to keep your wits about you.
I must say that currently McCain's pretty much sticking with the Republicans and mostly, you know, I'm liking what the Republicans are doing on Capitol Hill, maybe not in the White House. So I'm kind of rooting for that team right now. I tend to switch back and forth depending on what it is that's going through at any given time. But I've seen some, you know, some outpouring of support for John McCain and some people on Facebook, you know, basically saying, good, I hope he dies.
Mm.
And, you know, these people fighting with each other, in many cases, libertarians fighting with each other over, you know, a statist, an arch statist, that has voted to send untold thousands of men, you know, Americans, to fight and die for what really amounts to nothing. I mean, it's hard. I think it would be very difficult for people to make an argument for wars having been particularly relevant in the last six decades.
I bet they're relevant to the people who died in them.
Yeah. They're pretty relevant to those families.
Yeah.
They're pretty relevant to people who lose limbs. They're relevant to people who spend, you know, time and money on them. They're relevant to people who make a whole buttload of money on weapons. They're relevant to politicians because, you know, every president wants to have their war, right? You know, those things they're relevant for. But, you know, seeing this back and forth on Facebook makes me sort of want to take a side, and I don't want to take a side.
And the back and forth is whether or not he should resign. What are people saying about it?
I think the back and forth is good or bad, right?
Uh-huh. Meaning good, meaning people feel good that he's got a brain tumor?
I guess.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, the best quote I heard is, yes, it's always a tragedy when a politician dies of natural causes. Now, that was the funniest quote that I heard
who gets credit
the
for that?
Whole time, but James Babb, you know
what
it was.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I love that guy.
What's his website?
I don't think he has one.
Okay. Well, anyway, he's got great stuff. But what my thought on this is, come on, people. I'm supposed to feel bad about a politician, you know, a guy who's been in there a long time. You can't call John McCain anything but the establishment.
Right.
I know that he wants to take this maverick title because sometimes he works with the other team, but that's not maverick. You know, that's just
politics.
What politics is. Yes. So if you want me to feel bad about this, you're going to have to make a really good case.
To feel bad that John McCain is suffering from a brain tumor.
Right. And, like, I don't want to, you know, for me, this is just sort of a, this is a jumping off point to a greater conversation, a conversation that I'm much more passionate about. Now, I just, you know, I was at a jiu-jitsu tournament today, and I'm really hyped up. It was really exciting. It was at the Flow Jiu-Jitsu Studio in
Swans. So you're hyped up and you were too sick to even play in the tournament, though.
Yeah, but I helped.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a cough and stuff, and I don't want to share. Nobody wants to share my cough, right? Mm-hmm. You know, go home with the medal, but take a cough with you. And so, you know, I'm really kind of hyped up, and here's what, you know, and jiu-jitsu is kind of about, you know, making moves and progression and that sort of thing. So I'd like to take a progression here. John McCain and his ilk are the sorts of people that want me to believe that, you know, the United States government's looking out for me, that, you know, that I should hold allegiance to these good folks and that they've done wonderful things to me.
Yeah, they're protecting you, keeping you safe from all the bad guys in the world.
While telling me lies my whole life. Right? Like, first off, you can go the first layer of lies, and, you know, the intelligence organizations have been lying to us. All you have to do is read the news. You've been lied to. But I want to go to a second layer of lies. Everybody listening to me, including myself, you know, at one point believed they were American citizens.
Yeah, sure.
Well, not everybody.
It says it all over the place. They tell you all the time.
But they ask me all the time, are you an American citizen?
Well, and if you're not, you don't get to open a bank account or, you know, drive somewhere or whatever.
So let me tell you real quick about, it's Warren versus the District of Columbia. In this case, this was a Supreme Court case from 1975. There were three women. And the house was burglarized by two men who were armed.
Yeah. This is a horrifying case.
It's a horrifying case. Those women, those three women, were raped over the course of 14 hours. They had made two telephone calls to the police, the District of Columbia police. And the police showed up in one case, and the dispatcher just ignored them the second case. And they brought suit, these women who had been raped, at the point of a weapon over the course of 14 hours.
Well, wait, what happened the first time the police showed up?
They knocked on the door and left.
Because nobody answered.
Nobody answered.
Because they were busy being murdered.
There was a burglary. Yeah. They reported a burglary. You don't knock on the door.
Didn't it escalate to murder?
I don't believe it did.
Talking about Warren?
Yeah, Warren. You can take a look on that.
All right.
At least
I'll
somebody brought Warren and Taliaferro survived it. Anyhow.
Okay.
You know, these women were raped repeatedly, and the case was brought against the District of Columbia. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, well, no, actually, the police have no obligation to protect you. Just because they showed up and decided to turn around and leave, and they dropped your call and all that other stuff.
Okay, no murder, but they were raped, robbed, beaten, forced to commit sexual acts upon one another,
yes.
And made to submit to
that's
the sexual demands of the men.
And that's right.
So it's about as horrible as it could be.
Right. It's as horrible as it could be for these women, and they survived in a 14-hour period.
Yeah.
They were not probably scarred, you know, terribly and didn't have the initials carved in their face, but it's pretty friggin' awful, as awful as it could be. What they asked was, do we not, as American citizens, have a right to protection? I mean, for God's sakes, we did everything right, and the police messed up twice. Don't we have an obligation to protection? And the answer is, as it always has been, no. No, you don't have a right to be protected by the government. Not just your local government, but state and federal governments.
They might protect you, though.
The next step.
There's a possibility that they could protect you.
They could, but that's not the deal, right? That's not what we're told.
Well, you never made a deal.
Right, that's true. You never made a deal. But you're told that you made a deal.
Right. Your parents signed you into something that...
I don't even know if that's the case.
Well,
you were born here.
Yeah. Well,
what makes you a citizen?
There's paperwork that goes along with it.
Here's the tie down, the jiu-jitsu tie down. So the next step in this. Well, if you're a citizen, what's the definition of a citizen? Well, here it says under allegiance.
From where?
In thelawdictionary.org. Allegiance is meant the obligation of fidelity and obedience which the individual owes the government under which he lives or his sovereign in return for the protection he receives.
You, right, so you get protection in return for being obedient.
In short, you are, you know, citizenship is an exchange of an obligation for protection for a duty of allegiance.
That's the idea.
And that, you can find that in dictionary after dictionary, law dictionary after law dictionary. That's the definition. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can answer at 855-450-3733, 855-453. If you're not a citizen, what the hell are you?
855-450-FREE is Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial on in here toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you should join Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash, including you, and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, especially here in New Hampshire, where we're starting to see more of the Liberty community adopting Dash as an alternative to Bitcoin, as Bitcoin has been suffering from some growing pains that hopefully Bitcoin will get through, but people need another option, and Dash seems to be the best option. It seems to be the one that a lot of people are signing on with. There's now a couple of Bitcoin vending machines here in New Hampshire that have had added Dash to them, so they're now cryptocurrency vending machines, which is very cool. In fact, Dash has been, as of this weekend, it just started. So it's, you know, it's a short amount of time to really get any idea of what's going to happen, but it's been outselling Bitcoin so far.
Really?
This weekend.
Interesting.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Maybe it's just because it's new or, you know, people are not used to it, but very, very interesting. And you can go to Dash.org to learn more about that. And that, again, is Dash.org. And I was on Dash Force News. It was last week when I was on, but I finally got around to sort of blogging about that today over at freekeen.com. It's a half-an-hour-long interview with Joel Valenzuela, who longtime listeners here have heard on the air with us as a co-host from time to time. So it was fun being on the other side of the seat and, you know, getting to talk about just, you know, pure cryptocurrency issues and, you know, what it's like to communicate about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash to local merchants. We talked a lot about the successful outreach projects that we've had here in New Hampshire surrounding this stuff. So once again, Dash.org, check that out. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Mark, you are fired up about this John McCain, who is a longtime politician from Arizona, I believe.
I'm fired up because people want me to be fired up. Like, I don't. I'm basically indifferent on politicians generally, mm-hmm. Because I consider them to be pretty vile individuals. Now, when you put a name on them, look, I don't want the McCain family to suffer. You know, Megan, she loves her father, right? I don't want her to have any bad experiences or anything like that. But, you know, when it comes to me and my experience, no. I consider these politicians to be worse than sports players, which is your favorite team of millionaires that doesn't care whether you live or die.
Hmm. So if you want to comment on this, you're welcome to. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Mark, you'd asked a question before we went away there about, you know, if you're not a citizen, what are you? And you were basing that on court decisions from the Supreme Court that have said that the government has no obligation to protect, and then looking at the definition of citizen from a legal dictionary that says that a citizen is a person who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, asking, well, you know, you don't meet the qualifications for citizen because they don't have an obligation to protect, so therefore what are you? Was that your question?
That's kind of the question. Basically, the question is, what, if you're not a citizen, what are you? Now, people can counter with and say, look, there are new definitions of citizen, which is basically a person born in a particular area. And yes, if you're born in a particular area, a government's going to claim you as their citizen. Now, you didn't have anything to do with that. You were just born there, and the government claimed you. And, you know, how did they do that exactly? What if you wanted to not be a citizen?
But well, you can leave, apparently.
Yeah, you can leave, but try to not be a citizen. We've actually, you know, tried to find people, and we've talked to people, who have attempted to give up all citizenship of anywhere. Because the fact that you don't want a U.S. citizenship does not mean that you're a heartless commie or something,
right.
A godless heathen. It just means that, you know, hey, maybe you don't want to be under this thumb of government of, you know, whatever sort it might be.
Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts here. We're going to start with David. He's in Kansas, listening in Salina to KINA. Hey, David.
Hey, good evening, guys. How's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Going good.
You know what? I just love listening to you guys. I'm glad they brought you to our market. You guys
Me
are
too.
Awesome. Love
Me
listening
too.
To you.
Thank you. Hey, if you appreciate the show, take the time to call the radio station there, and this applies to anyone listening. If you're listening on the radio, talk to the program director and just tell them thanks.
Oh, I do. I actually
Perfect.
Talked to the program director at a cigar party for one of our local libertarian show, and I said, hey, best movie guys ever did was bringing, you know, Free Talk to Kansas. So anyway, I know Karma. Karma is a terrible person. And that's all I got to say about John McCain.
You're saying he's getting his just desserts?
Well, you know, I hate seeing people suffer. I really do. But at the same time, how many millions of people has he voted to kill?
Or at least been involved in their killing. Yeah.
That's right. So, you know, I mean...
Now, okay, it can be difficult to quantify the amount of people who have died in foreign wars and, you know, on both sides in the last 20 years or anything like that. For instance, if you look at the Iraq conflict, you'll get numbers from the State Department at like 125,000. But if you look elsewhere, you can get numbers of upwards to a million. And it depends on, you know, what deaths they're counting. You know, is it from the destabilization or is it directly, do you have to have a bomb hit your head? You know, and it just depends.
Yeah. So for me, this is a perfect example of why we should have term limits. Is John McCain? You know, I just feel that someone who is 80 years old, who obviously is not a sound mind because he is disabled by a debilitating disease. You know, and it shows the sorry state of political nature in this country. Like you say, you know how awful politicians are as a people because of their unwillingness to relinquish power. That's really ultimately what it is. It's about power.
And, I'm not against term limits, but I will suggest that there's another solution to this also, is I believe that he has to retire in order for them to do a special election to fill his seat. And why can't he just say, I'm going to retire on such and such a day, so that they can then set up a special election that will have a politician step in the next day? Right?
I don't know if they can do that.
Right, they can't.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
But why can't they? Like, why is the government so cumbersomely stupid that it can't have a politician? Because one of the reasons he won't step out is he's got these votes to make for his particular team. Well, it's likely, I'm just going to go ahead and guess, the senator that's elected from Arizona will be a Republican. All right? Just me predicting. This is my little crystal ball here. And so the Republican will likely be as good as, I mean, right, is not high when it comes to McCain and Republicans. It will likely be as good of a Republican as McCain, and therefore he can step over that low bar on the first day he steps in.
David, any other thoughts? Go ahead, quick.
Well, I want to add to your question about citizenship. You know, you make a very good point, because to tell you the truth is I would like to consider myself as a citizen of the United States, but I don't feel like a citizen of the United States. I feel like a subject now.
Yeah,
I think that's the right answer.
I think you're spot on, David. I'm going to say thank you for the call tonight, brother. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll continue here in moments. 855 453 like freedom.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.com. radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. All you have to do, dial in toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well, and the Skype username, should you want to join us, there is lrn.fm.
The internet has allowed an incredible amount of innovation in the area of clothing and backpacks. You can see all kinds of ads for new or imagined products that propose to solve different problems, some minor, some life-saving. But do they stop bullets? I recently got a vest from BulletBlocker.com. This is a company founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of a school shooting. Now they've created a huge selection of clothing, backpacks, briefcases that could, at some point, save your life. The products are attractive, well-made, right here in the United States, and you've got to have a nice jacket, right? You might as well have one that stops bullets, too. Get something for the family, too. This isn't the kind of thing that you get a second chance at. BulletBlocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at BulletBlocker.com.
Back to your phone calls and thoughts. John McCain with brain damage. You've asked a couple questions, Mark. How should you feel about this?
Yeah,
Is that one of them?
I don't care one way or the other how you feel about your favorite millionaires and how they feel or act or, you know, what's going on in their lives. What I really care about is why do you care about these people? John McCain.
I don't care one whit about John McCain.
What makes him special?
But I don't feel good about somebody else suffering, even somebody who has caused suffering on others.
55 million people die every year. How's that make you think about John McCain's death, which is likely to happen this year or next?
Insignificant.
Right. I feel indifferent.
That's how I feel about
20
it.
20 veterans die every day. Now, you may like veterans. Veterans may be your kind of folks. John McCain is certainly a veteran. What about those other 19 veterans that are going to die on the day that John McCain dies?
nobody would be talking about them except for their families.
No, they won't. Like, this just comes down to press, and these people that are getting press are, and I'm not talking about John McCain specifically, although we certainly can if you would like. Politicians generally are considered to be liars and thieves.
Let's go to the phones, to the phone. Let's talk to Larry in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Mark and Ann.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Long time no see. You know what? Mark, that one boy McCain, he's probably going to bust L wide open when he dies. But
what's
in any case, you know,
he's
going to
bust wide open?
Oh, bust hell wide open.
I don't know how he can do that because there's so many people there. But here, listen, you talk about the Constitution and how we get liberty and everything. But then it turns right around and says that they can take your life with due process. This is a problem. That makes the Constitution one of the most restrictive documents ever deceitfully forged. Because if you have all these things like property rights and you have a situation where you say, I'm going to set up an operation and cook food here and I'm going to make a living for my family, the Board of Health can surely shut you down and deprive you of making a living. So,
didn't they just go after some little girl's lemonade stand somewhere, as a matter of fact?
They're desperate. But the thing about it is, we have slipped up and let our politicians, in our name, fashion statutes and so forth, state and national, that have really destroyed us, and they legislate against us in every way. The books are filled with laws that they have legislated against us and rebuked us and just dogged us out. So,
and you know what? As long as people are going to keep going along to get along, they're going to get more of the same. They're going to get more regulations and more taxes.
Last year, Princeton released a study that said the United States government represented a oligarchy more than it represented a republic.
Hey, one last thing.
Yes.
Feeling sorry for McCain is like feeling sorry for a buzzard. Hey, he is a buzzard. You wouldn't have a buzzard in your house to have him as
a
pet or something like that. It's like taking a buzzard in your house and letting him vomit up roadkill on your carpet.
That's an awesome analogy.
Right there.
That's the best analogy. I don't think you can top that. Thanks, Larry, for the call tonight. I don't think anyone could top that one.
He's right. I wouldn't have a buzzard in my house to vomit up roadkill in my living room. He's right about that. I must say, what crows are...
Is there a difference between a vulture and a buzzard?
It's basically the same thing.
Okay.
It's a bird with hair on his head, but you can't use the terms interchangeably. I mean, there's different species
and
they have their common names, and you can look up the difference between vulture and buzzard. I suspect it is it's not a very wide gap.
Not significant.
But I got to say that there are some carrion birds like crows and ravens and these sorts of things that they're pretty cool looking.
Let's talk to Rick in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
So, one thing that crossed my mind about John McCain is, I feel bad that he's going to suffer through this cancer, but I'm glad his politics will mostly be gone. But he's not going to be going to a VA hospital, he's going to be going to some megabuck senator hospital with the best treatment, and he's not going to have to suffer in these VA hospitals like every
Great
other veteran
point.
In America.
It's true.
To me, it's the worst thing.
Yeah, even the politicians in Great Britain, they stick with that national health care service. Now, it may be mediocre, but they stick with it. It seems like politicians here should have to use the VA system.
Yeah, but they're still going to get preferential treatment.
That's
even
the socialized system. At the very least, they're in the same rooms with mold on the walls. And if not, somebody went and cleaned the mold off the wall, and the next guy who goes in there doesn't have a room with mold
on the walls. Okay, all right. Yeah, you make a point there. Rick, more you want to share? Go ahead.
Also, I wanted to ask you guys, in your opinion, if you think that with the passing of John McCain, do you think there's any hope for movements to enter the mainstream politics, like movements specifically towards getting us out of the Middle East, just no more foreign wars? Do you think that there's
not just because this one guy died? No, I mean, he's one out of 100, 99 out of Well, no, but he's just one politician. I mean, he's a more well-known one, but that's not going to mean any kind of shift towards an anti-war movement or anything like that. I mean, you know, Ron Paul's not there anymore, and he was really the only one who was consistently pushing for anti-war measures.
If there was a lot of anti-war Republicans out there, you'd have seen them during the Obama administration. If there were
I
a
feel
lot
like
of,
that's growing, though, with
I think that there's more... The anti-war Democrats are starting to get whipped up again, but they were all cowed during the Obama administration.
It's okay when our guy does it.
Right, right. You know, the red team, blue team peace advocates. But, I don't know. As long as the military-industrial complex, and I know that's a buzzword, so as long as the organizations that make a killing off of all that killing, as long as they're out there handing out big piles of money, campaign contributions, and whatever it takes to get their stuff bought. As long as people are willing to spend $1.3 trillion, I believe it was, on the F-35, which is a manned fighter. Who would build a manned fighter in 2017 when unmanned drones are all the rage? How long could this thing possibly be in the air? Another 5 years? $1.3 trillion? It makes about as much financial sense as Afghanistan did.
Hmm. Well,
Rick,
I'm
thanks for the...
hear that you guys don't think there's much hope for anti-war... movement.
I think the best hope for the anti-war movement is for liberty-minded folks to move to New Hampshire and secede from the United States. I mean, it just seems like the American people—it just seems like the American people are in love with war. As long as it's their political party who is, you know, perpetrating it, they are very, very unlikely to, you know, be in any way critical of what goes on.
Well, I think that people are tired of war right now. That's not an anti-war movement. That's something different. I don't think you're going to get a major conflict through in the next 10 years, I hope, because everybody who's going to fight it has had their limbs blown off for nothing, and people can look at that.
Hey, Rick, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. By the way, in Arizona, I did just check, and I thought that was where former WWE pro wrestler Sean Morley, you might have known him as Val Venus, he's living there, and he's doing a bunch of stuff with cannabis down there now. He might should run for the Libertarian nomination for a special election, and that might be a fun race to look at, because, you know, professional wrestlers have done pretty well so far when they've entered into to politics. 855-450 free, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. He's a big-time libertarian, by the way.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. You're invited to join us on the radio. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. John McCain with the brain tumor. Brain cancer?
Brain cancer.
Do you get tumors with brain cancer
sometimes?
Sounds
like it, yeah.
Anyway, he's in trouble, and some people are upset about this. Mark, you're saying you don't really feel much of anything about it. Like, you don't really care one way or the other.
I don't care one way or the other. I feel bad for the family, you know, as I feel bad for any family when I hear about a loved one.
Politicians are all, you know, generally pretty nice to their family and, yep, you know, people that are close to them. It's just
and
when they get
probably mostly don't feel like what they're doing is wrong. Especially
why would they do it if they thought it was wrong?
Right. So, you know, but it's interesting that individually we don't think these things about politicians usually, but generally, we do. Generally, we think that politicians are liars and thieves and, you know, every pretty much bad word you could come up with. But specifically, we're not usually willing to say that.
If you want to join the conversation here and also the larger question of if the government has no obligation to provide you with protection, this is something else you touched on earlier, Mark. If they have no obligation to protect you and the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again that they do not, then how could anybody
and that's part
be
of the definition of a citizen,
right?
Then what the hell are you? What the hell am I? And the
last guy said he felt like he was a serf.
No, he said subject.
Or subject.
Subject.
Well, what's the difference?
I don't know. A serf is specifically bound to the land. They are a form of slave. I would argue that if you have to give a percentage of your labor, the fruits of your labor, i.e. income tax,
right,
then you are a slave of some sort, too. Now, I don't mean a plantation slave where they say this is the job you're going to do and you're going
to
get paid
for nothing.
You
get to pick your own job, for the most part.
You get to pick your own job, but if you have to give some of the fruits of your labor, you're, you know, that, I suppose you could claim to be a commissioned employee of the government, but I don't think most people consider that, and the government doesn't really give you anything. They offer no guarantee of protection, I can tell you that.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Pat in Michigan listening to WZTK. Pat, are you with us?
Yeah.
Hey.
Good evening.
Yes, you're on the air.
You guys are talking about how we're all born under this king or that king and basically, you know, born into serfdom.
Yeah.
But, the deer that are born on my land, the government claims. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep,
I feed them. I raise them. They were born here, but they claim them. I'm basically running a game farm for the king.
Right.
Well, and, you know what happened when the serfs would hunt on the king's land? That was an act punishable by death.
Yeah, they'd string it right up. And, you know, I got to go buy a license to harvest the fish God gave us. And these guys want a piece of everything.
Yep. And deer, I mean, giant forest rats, and they still want a license for it. I suppose I can understand them sort of managing the numbers and those sorts of things, but by God, I know some people who manage to do enough hunting, and I presume they do all that hunting during hunting season, because I would never dream of calling my friends out, but I know some people that keep their freezers full. And, you know, one of them was so bold as to say he hasn't been to the grocery store in 5 years.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, you got to remember, too, that the sportsmen are the ones that supply all the money for the game management.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why that bureaucracy even exists. Why not just eliminate the entire thing and let the market decide based on private property ownership, and, you know, the people that want to protect the deer, they can buy land and, you know, breed deer on that land and let them run about that place. And then
I guess the reason is this, because there are other animals that they don't want to let, you know, just uncontrolled hunting on.
Mm-hmm.
And those animals, they need the money from the deer licenses.
Yeah, but if you abolish the bureaucracy, they don't need the money anymore because they're gone.
But the other animals is what they want to control. They don't care that much about deer.
Okay, well, whatever. Yeah, they shouldn't be able to control any of them, because who the hell are these
people?
You're
talking about, like, the mountain lions. In the mid-70s, they brought in, like, a half dozen mating pairs and denied it for years and years and years to try to control the elk population in the Pigeon River.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all the way down to the southern state line. A buddy of mine in Battle Creek has got a picture of him eating the dog kibbles on his back porch, a freaking mountain lion.
Oh, wow.
Lucky it wasn't a picture of him eating the dog on the back porch.
Well, there's poodles and whatnot disappearing all over. California has been for years, but I mean, this is, but they caused it and denied it for 30 years.
The government was lying to us?
Well, and this is not the only time the government has tried to meddle in Mother Nature and had disastrous effects. Not just on... Go ahead.
Well, what's that goofy rat that they put in down in Louisiana thinking it was going to replace the beaver?
Yeah, what was that thing?
Oh, I don't know that one.
I'm going to have to
Sounds
look it
crazy,
up.
Though. Hey, Pat, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Whether it's them messing with sort of the natural ecosystem of animals that, you know, eat other animals, or it's them messing with the environment directly. Remember that big, what was it, some kind of crazy spill that they had a few years ago?
Nutria.
The EPA? Nutria?
That's the rat thing.
Oh, okay. But yeah, you remember that that spill that turned the river, what was it, orange or something like that?
Yeah, the EPA did that.
Yeah.
It's Colorado River. Well, a feeder of the Colorado River.
Yeah, so I mean, there's just always some new story about how the government is effing the environment up and, you know, screwing over animals, and yet we're supposed to look at them as some great savior of these things.
Only thing worse than the polluters is the people that are policing the polluters. Really. That's what it comes down to.
Well,
the government is the worst polluter. The United States government.
The military specifically.
Specifically the military is the worst polluter in the world, as we have read in reports. Now, I don't want to tell you, but if the government's the worst polluter, why are they bothering us?
Let's talk to Bob, because they want money and obedience. Bob in Indianapolis, listening to WIVC-FM. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I appreciate the time.
Yes,
I'll make it short.
Please.
I'm no expert on anything, but somewhere in the Constitution it says that the government's supposed to provide for the common good and promote the general welfare.
It says that,
that
yeah.
Out, yeah, it's somewhere in there. Don't tell me what line. I don't know what line. Would you explain that to these right-wing nut jobs that think that the government isn't supposed to take care of your ass? That's why we pay taxes. That's why we elect these rotten bastards, is to take care of us.
Well, I don't want them to take care of me.
It says it's their job.
But I don't want that.
They were supposed to, though. And people
but why?
Think,
why would we even want that?
The government's not the government's job to take care of your ass. Yeah, it is. I'm
but,
not yelling at you.
But why would somebody want the government to take care of them? They suck at everything they do. They are terrible.
Well, I'm just saying, You were talking earlier about how they don't have a right to protect you. By God, they do. We pay taxes.
No. You misunderstood. Wait. You misunderstood. No. We didn't say anything about right to protect.
Obligation.
The claim is they have an obligation to protect in
they
return
do.
For
provide for the common good and promote the general
but
welfare.
The thing is, they don't. The thing is,
they
don't.
Should. I know they don't.
Why?
They
What's, why would you want that?
Well, it's
can you explain that?
Because I pay taxes and I elect these bastards. I want some freaking.
Wouldn't you rather
to
just not pay the tax? You know, why not? Why not just keep the money that you earn?
How are we going to have a government when you don't have
any
tax money?
Why would you want one? Why would you want one? What are they doing for you?
You've got to have a government. I don't care if you're an Indian in a tribe. You have a government. You have tribal leaders. I don't care if you're an Indian.
Let me ask you this. Whatever the service is, wouldn't it be better to get your money back for whatever that service might be from the local, state, or federal government and being able to give it to some other organization who would be...
What other organization? They're all corrupt. They're all a bunch of corrupt bastards. Everybody out there, human beings are corrupt, rotten bastards.
Well, that is a cynical view, and that explains...
It's true. It's absolutely true.
It's kind of rotten bastards.
But...
I disagree completely.
There's no purpose for human beings. There's no purpose for animals.
Has capitalism been more successful in what do you
think? Humans suck, he says.
I agree with him.
I do not share the cynical view of the two of you, and I want to talk more about that. Go ahead.
So, the fact is capitalism, people competing in a marketplace to provide a service, if that's what you want to call it, or a free market, or whatever terminology you wish to use for this particular activity, has provided more good to the world than it has evil. And
way more.
Way more. And the government has provided more evil than it has good.
Way more. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying here, is that every activity that you think of the government doing, I propose that it can be handled by the market in a more efficient fashion. Yes, as we get more to the core of the government, it gets more difficult to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So I am willing to work with you, radio listeners, Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives. I am willing to work with you on stripping off the easy stuff first. Let's strip off the easy stuff. You know, whatever that might be. And
that's great.
We work together on that. And then we can talk about cops, courts, roads, you know, whatever it might be.
But I think that if you are like that guy and you have this viewpoint that, which is a strange viewpoint to hold. On one hand, he has the viewpoint that humans suck. That's what he said. Those were his words. But on the other hand, he wants humans in the government to take care of him. So he wants the very same sucky humans that he hates or seems to despise so much to take care of him? I mean, no.
Dichotomous.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll continue the discussion coming up in Hour 2 on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk
Live.
Have you
ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.